You're listening to SBS News.
This, of course, is Flight 1067 to Africa on PBS FM.
Stanny Gomer has been bringing the sounds of Africa to the Melbourne airwaves for the past three decades. His weekly radio show, Flight 1067 to Africa, which features artists from across Africa, a gateway to the continent.
Shortly, we'll take you to Zanzibar and play a tune by a woman who is changing the way the music...
The music is just a hook. It's just a way to tell a story. The musician get to talk about how they, you know, wrote the song. And very often it has a lot to do with the context, the history, and in many cases the political situation.
Mr. Gomer, who was born in the Republic of Congo, migrated to Melbourne in 1989 after completing his pharmacy studies in China.
Never left, exactly. Loved it so much.
Still, he felt the pull of his African roots.
If you were born in a different part of the world, it's an important part of you. It's not something that you can just suddenly decide to forget. There's an African saying that music is food for the spirit. Music is not just something you do in your spare time. It's an important part of your everyday life.
But he says in Australia in the 90s, music from Africa was hard to come by.
Naturally, I think of people like myself who came here, who sort of had that yearning for music.
Flight 1067 to Africa was established to fill that void.
Somebody from Morocco ringing me, you know, out of the blue, saying, look, I was just driving and I heard my language on the radio, and I couldn't help but I did cry.
It's also a platform for conversation about the African experience.
And the purpose of the song really was to celebrate Eusebio, of course, but also to highlight the issues around racism in sports.
Mr. Gomer is creating a space for local African artists on the airwaves and on the stage too. In 2017, he founded the Melbourne African Traditional Ensemble, which brings together a diverse range of musicians from across Africa who perform using instruments unique to their homeland.
That's not easy. The musicians are good enough to make it work, but it's also a way of highlighting that it's a very rich and very diverse continent.
Member Jason Tamaru, who is of Ethiopian and Aboriginal descent, is bringing the sounds of Indigenous Australia into the group.
Indigenous and African, I'm like, oh man, I'm starving for this connection, to connect with other African brothers and sisters. And still today, we fight for our space. You know, we fight for a place on stage. In the future, we won't need to fight.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.